Well, a couple of things I want to ask you about have to do with, oh yeah, I was asking you about knives and forks and all that. Say if you just eaten and you've got a bunch of dirty dishes on the table, you'd say it's time to do what to the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
Yeah. And to get the soap suds off, you have to
rinse them.
Mm-hmm. When you wash the dishes, do you have any kind of cloth or rag that you use?
Dish towel.
Okay. What about the one that you dry with?
Use it on dry, just rinse them and set them up.
Do you happen to know a name for the rag that you might use to dry with?
Name one.
Well, let's see, dish rag, dish towel, dry rag.
Don't call them on there. Just call it a towel. Dry towel, just call it a towel.
Okay. What about a rag or cloth that's about the size of your hand that you'd use to bathe your face with?
Face towel.
Okay. And the big one that you dry off with?
towel.
Just towel. Okay.
That's the towel to dry off with.
Alright. That thing over the sink that the water comes out of, you just call that the
faucet.
Alright. Now, if it's the thing that's out in the yard that you hook up your hose to? Okay. Would you have a name for the thing on a portable water container, like a big thermos that the water comes out of?
Spout.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard people use the word spigot or spigot?
Yeah.
Which one?
A spigot.
Oh.
Yeah. Little thing that I... Yeah.
What would they be talking about?
A little thing on a, like a keg.
Yeah.
Which you turn and let whatever in and out.
Okay. And this word I'm looking for, let's say if it's in the wintertime, you get up and you try to turn on the water but nothing comes out. You might say, oh great, looks like the pipes
frozen.
As a matter of fact, they might
burst.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What would you call a container made out of wood, wooden staves?
Barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe keg.
All right. Do you have a name for those metal bands that go around the barrel to hold the staves in place? Okay, the word I'm looking for years ago people had this fad of these round plastic things that everybody twirled around their waist. They call them hula.
Whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Would you ever call those things around a barrel?
Barrel loop, yeah, okay, yeah.
Okay. And this thing that you use to pour liquid in, a narrow mouth bottle, so it doesn't spill?
A funnel.
Right, okay, and the thing you crack if you're riding a horse to make it go faster?
Whip.
Right. Let's say if you went to the grocery store and bought something, what would the grocery boy put it in so you could carry it home?
Bag.
Right, and it would be made out of
paper.
Okay. Let's say if you bought about 25 pounds of flour, what would that come in?
A sack.
Okay. Do you have a name for the kind of sack or bag that's made out of this heavy, rough, coarse cloth material?
Burlap bag.
Burlap bag, yeah. Do the words toe sack or croaker sack mean anything to you?
Croaker sack, yeah.
What would come in that?
What would come in it? Mm-hmm. I don't know what would come in it, but it'll be a burlap bag without a croaker sack.
Same as burlap.
Yeah, I believe maybe potatoes come in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe.
All right. Now let's say if that light over there burned out, the name of the thing that you'd replace would be the
light bulb.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had to take some clothes out to hang them up to dry, you'd probably carry them out in what?
Clothes basket.
Okay.